Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19.
According to the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe, 17 people died of COVID-19 yesterday and 826 tested positive for the coronavirus. Currently, more than 1,700 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year.
The Minister of Health also reports that there are currently 5,073 active cases of COVID-19 in the country. Out of over 44,000 people that have tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year, at least 37,524 people have recovered from the disease.
Over 725,000 people have already received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe in phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program, amid fears of shortages of vaccines in the country. The Minister of Health says Zimbabwe is expected to receive from China 2.5 million COVID-19 doses before the end of the month.
Currently, the ministry has declared local COVID-19 lockdowns in Kariba, Chirundu, Karoi, and some parts of Bulawayo, including Kulumane, Nketa, Emkanweni, Emakandeni, Luveve, Country Park, Njube, and the Central Business District.
Most of these areas have dawn to dusk curfews.
And on a sad note, former Warriors and Dynamo's kingpin Sande Chizambwa, formerly known as Sande Marimo, has died. In a statement, the Zimbabwe Football Association did not disclose the cause of his death. His death comes a few days following the death of former Dynamo's player David Yoki Mandikora and former Dynamo's coach Mick Pule. Ye Zuruanda Balingali Janda Pelikona and our Zokes Geneo. Badinga 2.5 million amadoses e COVID-19 vaccine. Besukuthi ke luyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi ama lockdowns asekhona e Kariba, e Chirundu, e Karoi, kwaBulawayo siyawazi ukuthi enkulumane, enketa, emganweni, emakandeni, Luveve, Country Park, Njube, the Central Business District. Kukhanya ngani akumelanga abantu behambe ngesikhathi xa u-6 o'clock sitshayile kusiyafika u-6 ekuseni abantu bengahambahambi kunjalo sibini. So ke sibe sikhumbula ukuthi kwezenguqu kulo Sande Marimo obesesaziwa khathesi ngokuthi ngusande Chizambwa. Lundoda wayedlalela ke i-Dynamos wadlalela futhi leZimbabwe Warriors kasekho waphinda njalo waba umqeqeshi wamaqembu nalawo. So ke izifa ibike ukuthi hayi ngasekho umnumzana kodwa bajonga ukuthi engabe bulewe kuyini. Kusanda kubhubha ke uDavid Yoki Mandikora lo Mick Pule siyamkhumbula uMick Pule wayekhotsha iDimbare. So siyakwazi ngesikhathi leso abantu laba babedlala ibhola ikakhulu nxa ukhumbula uSande Marimo khumbule njalo lo David Yoki Mandikora ngabantu abavedlala sibili ibhola kumangalisayo. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa kune avo vachangobva kupinda pachirongwa chedu tinokuchindamidza ine mufaro. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheLife Talk apo nhasi tine Gango. Asi nyaya huru yatiri kutaura nayo inyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve nenyaya yemamiriro akaita nhomba dzeCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino. Atichiona isu kuti bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa iro kuti pane vanhu 6 vakawanikwa vachishaya neCOVID-19 nezuro. Uyezve panyaya iyoyo pane vanhu zvakare takatarisa uwandu hwevanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Pari zvino pane vanhu vanodaudzira 1600 vashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 kubvira denda iri ratanga gore rapfuura muna Machi. Uyezve pari zvino vanhu vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba yatingati iye pasecond phase yechirongwa chiri kuitwa nebazi rezveutano vasvika ivo pa700,000 pari zvino. Nyika inoti iyo inoda kuti pawanikwe pachibayiwa vanhu 10 million kuti pave paine yavanoti ivo herd immunity yavari kutaura iyo kuti pari zvino panoda kuti kana vanhu ve 10 million vabayiwa denda iri harizowanikwa vachiri chibata vanhu vazhinji. Uyezve tinotarisa isu kuti pari zvino nzvimbo dzakawanda dzawanikwa idzo dzaiswa pavari kuti ivo pamahotspots munzvimbo dzakadai seMashonaland West kune dzimwe nzvimbo zvakare. Kubulawayo kuri kuwanikwa iko vanhu vachinzi vasawanikwe vachifamba-famba kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe zvakare richipararira. Tinotarisa kuti hurumende yakazivisa zvakare kuti zvikoro zvanga zviri kufanira kuvhurwa zvakambomiswa kuti zvivhurwe nemavhiki maviri. Uyezve pari zvino tinotarisa kuti pane nhau dzatichangobva kutambira kuti vaimbova murayiridzi wechikwata chemaWarriors vasande chidzambwa vashaya. Hatisati taziva kuti vashaya kubva kuchii asi tiri kunzwa kuti pari zvino vawanikwa ivo vachishaya vakawanikwa zvakare vari veDynamos asi tikazoona vari murayiridzi weMaWarriors. Saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura nazvo ipo pano tichitarisa kuti vanhu vari kuona sei zviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19 panguva apo vanhu vazhinji vari kutaurwa ivo kuti vasawanikwe vachikwira mabhazi akazara. Nekuti tinoona kuti kunzvimbo dzakadai seChinoyi mapurisa emo atotaurira vatyairi vemabhazi kuti vasazadze vanhu mumabhazi kuitira kuti denda iri risarambe richipararira munzvimbo iyoyi. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo Marvelous. I've been having a show before this one. It's called Zimbabwe Today as Tokeni. So we were discussing this COVID-19 issue with Ezra Chisaspanda. And he was actually going around Bulawayo, where there are these localized lockdowns. So he was speaking to so many people, and he met these two ladies, and they were actually talking about what COVID-19 is all about and what these lockdowns mean to them. Let's hear what they were discussing here.
Yes, I'm a Kamal Ngoban.
I'm Faith Nyon.
Faith Nyon, Lawe?
I'm
so glad you're here. Hey, since we're going to lockdown,
into le tina ya sdita kakhulu ngoba silonga sizisilongaqedisi singayo ngoba I lockdown singahlala phansi government ayisindisi sina singabo mama abasebenzayo ya single parents and siphila etarren siphila sithengisa kuze siphile simuli zethu but ibona all of a sudden uyazwa kuphongwa kule lockdown and so mele sihlale ezindlini thina I government ayisindisi ngalutho ngokuhlala ezindlini. Sina siphila etarini sisebenza ukuthi khonokho sokutholayo it's hands to mouth siphilisa abantu abethu. The moment ukuthiwa sihlale phansi akusela lutho esilutholayo so kumele sihlale phansi kodwa sisela income
kodwa khonapho esisebenzela khona kuyabe kumele ukuthi sibhadala 11 years akuvunyelwa bonds.
So lapha ngilindele iyabhadala imali nethu uhulumende labo city council. So nazo kuyavalwa ngo-3 kufana lota wenza ngalotolo kodwa kuthi ubhadale futhi khonapho.
Uyabona kathi esithi isikhathi bani?
Emini kunje.
Khona sivele emakethi.
U-11
sithathi siqede ukubopha.
So it's only 4 hours. Ngiyabe ngithengisele bani in 4 hours wathenga wami. Ngathola lami imali yokuthi ngithela abantwana impuphu lesitshebo sosendlini lesingu.
So lapha ke manje-ke linakomkhuhlane lolu ukhona yini sekela bona umuntu ogulayo?
Athi nasikaze simbone njalo asimazi lokuthi ubonakala njani lokuthiwa uyagula. siyezwa njengakho kuma news kodwa thina ngawetha mekhasikaze simbone umuntu ogula
khona phejube togcile kabi icorona la ethwala ihotspot lapha emalokitchini
sizobe menshena thina patasifake sibona simbona ngumuntu obulawa singazibona abatshona behamba thina anti ukuthi sitshona sisezitendini zethu sisebenza but asizali angifuni ngiqambamanga
nani ngathi amabhasini lapha kunjani kwakuminyanwa
yinjekakhulu yikho esukumangala kuthiwa i-social distance yangikhona kodwa thina siyagqitshwa size sifakele esitendini
ebhasini zezukho lezi
ibhasi zenezezezuko la mabhasi angikhona futhi kawakwani ngoba amabhasi angikhona simelele i-one esukuye emalokitshini silokhu esiselayinini kwanapha kuthiwa sivale ngo-3 endlini siyafika ngo-8 silokhu esilinda amabhasi
ikhefikechao city lizothini
akula ngenye indlela amapholisa amelelekwazi angisebakhipha le eminye
imhoina sesihamba ngenyawo sometimes sesivalekele ukuthi siyachaywa ngamapholisa singatholakala silokhu esiletawo.
There you are, marvelous. These ladies are actually vendors in Bulawayo. So they are selling different wares. And they are saying, you know, they don't understand these localized lockdowns. Because at the end of the day, they are saying they are no longer making money. And sometimes when you go to the central business district where there's money, there's no business. So they end up going home without any income. So to them, these localized lockdowns are ridiculous. And they don't make sense. But they are saying they are following these regulations that were actually, you know, put by the government. And all what they are saying is there's too much confusion and you don't trust what the government is saying, you know. So at the end of the day, they are saying it's problematic, this kind of a thing.
Apo tirikunzwa isuma kwa madzimai vari kubulawayo vari kutaura iwo pamusoro pekuomeswa. Kwakaitwa iwo mitemo yeCOVID-19 munzvimbo yavari kugara vari kuti ivo pari zvino raramo yavo yatokanganisika uyezve havasi kunyatsonzwisisa kuti kwosei vakawanikwa vachiomeserwa mitemo iyi ndozvavari kutaura ivo vachiti upenyu hwaakunetsa uyezve havasi kunyatsova nevimbo yezviri kutaurwa kuti sei mitemo iyi iri kufanira kuomeswa yeCOVID-19 Gibbs.
And but some people are actually working. There's a security guard who also spoke to Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo. Let's hear what he said about working during this COVID kind of crisis.
Elias is in one of them 7 lapha. You need lockdown affect
No.
Oh, so we are the local 7 of the lockdown. Okay, so in what we are relying, but we essential.
Yeah, we are business.
General class and I'm planning to talk 3 or 4 or 6 in the mama medicine guy.
I put him in a study to say so.
Also, the whoop of my
house is whoop of my house.
You could be doing as well as any vaccine.
Yes, I'm a church.
But won't go my bill.
Yeah, my bill.
Okay. I want to show a woman to cool and COVID.
Ah, we got this number. We are going to
be. We are going to be.
I got some more.
So, into Israel, go pay.
Yes, go home, sir.
What do you got? Got a band to now can get on your secret police. We have to buy a band to buy a road to a social distancing.
Yeah, buy it.
We don't buy a lot of things.
I'm talking about chili. If you figure upon our case is anchor, sanitizing, then say we have more butter.
Okay, so okay, Mrs. Utuadung is a very bad again. I'll make it very again.
Aye.
Abantu nabe khuma lawo nxa olabohlala khona bathini bayesaba
hayi umkhuhlane bayoshaya wawesaba sebe
wawesaba.
So that's the security guard, marvelous. You know, he's saying that you know, he works every day and there's no problem with the curfew because what it does is, you know, he goes there early, knocks off early, and so he's not affected. But he says he encourages people to actually you know, have this social distancing, they clean their hands, and keep all the standards that are needed, you know, to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Apo tiri kunzwawo mumwe murume wechidiki vanoita basa ari kuchengetedza nzvimbo vari kutaurawo zvavari kusangana nazvo asi vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vanhu ngavaenderere mberi vachiteedzera zviga zvakatarwa neWorld Health Organization zvekugeza maoko, kupfeka mamaski nezvimwewo.
Now, we also have a granny that actually talked to Ezra Chisa. You know, very interesting discussion here. You know, this lady sells some goods, you know, along the streets and sometimes sits somewhere and starts selling tomatoes onions, vegetables. Let's hear the discussion just briefly.
Baba melo tubuyele umama usethwele ukudla.
Bele kuyimbida kono kusifika sokuchathise ngiphake esithofeni sidle.
Nanko ke kuthiwe kathesi ke sekule lokho kuthiwa yilockdown sokumele uqede masinyane ngo 6 lapha kumele ususe emkhaya. Kuzwa njani nako lo?
Bona pa imphelelwe angila ukuthi ngiyathi imphelelwe kwapha ngiyathi lo mthandazi ngiyathanda sokuthi bakithi.
I am quite the
man. Hm. Our holy man in
social welfare. I am
not.
But to me, I go on my alcohol, big thing in our hole.
So there is the lady, you know, the senior citizen. She's saying, you know, it's very difficult to get money these days. And during COVID, it's worse off. So yeah. It's stressing problems, you know?
It's a sentiment that's shared by many. I also had a conversation on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei with a lot of people saying that they foresee a lot of people going hungry during these restrictive measures because they are not really sure of what's supposed to happen. Unlike, you know, in the first lockdown where people knew that they were not supposed to be going to such and such places, and they knew that if they went there, the police would be able to, restrain them from entering the cities and stuff like that. So this is a different way of doing things. So a lot of people are finding it a bit confusing as to what exactly they are supposed to be doing. That's what they said on the program.
And imagine, Ezra Chisaspanda spoke to a former footballer. Do you know these footballers, when they are done with business, at times, some of them, have problems in terms of employment and all these kind of things. So let's listen to this interview that he did with one of the former footballers.
Yeah, we know one for it. Coaching, as I knew it is cut so to me, one to a funeral imagining it, but that I saw my sweet imagining myself.
It put a very little pinch in the pori.
How would I pinch in the pori?
So, Catesmanji Uzanjan would Ulin, Vilim Pinotalova.
Mina lesinhlaya lo mama ngenkosela labantwana.
So you remember Simba Rusike used to play for AmaZulu and Real Stars, eh? This guy was a star, I tell you. So yeah. He says with this COVID and all these other problems, he's struggling to make ends meet, and he says life is very tough. You know?
I think this is what we're also seeing happening to the arts industry in Zimbabwe, as well as the sporting, icons. Sometimes this happens, and COVID has made it worse. Speaking to some of those that sing and things like that, they were saying because they're not performing due to the lockdown, and things have really been difficult for them and their families. So it's good that Ezra was able to catch up in real time with a real star, a former footballer, so we can hear what he's doing and, how, if anything can be done to assist him.
Yeah, so we'll continue on rolling some of these videos. So right now we've got our guests lined up. One of them is Mr. David Siampondo. He's here in USA. And we also have Mr. Eliphas Mashaba. He is in Bulawayo right now. And I think Dr. Simba Mavaza is also joining us shortly. So let's start with you, Mr. Eliphas Mashaba in Bulawayo. Tell us about these localized kind of lockdowns. What is going on right now?
Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you, Zimbabwe. The localized lockdowns as a result of the surge which we have witnessed in the country of growing numbers in the COVID related issues. And of course, as a responsible government, government has found it correct that they localized where they believe they are hotspots. Hotspots have been identified. Let me talk in particular in Bulawayo, where we have areas under district administrative areas, for instance, where the clinic, the COVID clinic is based. We have got Nkulumane. Nkulumane will cover areas like Mganini, will cover areas like Nketa, will cover areas like Chabalala and so forth. And then we have Kandeni, which will cover areas which stretch up to Njube and the like in the northern areas. Those are areas which also involve our CBD, where most of our business has been affected. However, I think because of these numbers growing up, it is necessary to try and minimize the movement of our people and also re-conscientize our people, because there is a lot of, relaxance. People are relaxed in terms of following the new guidelines or the Ministry of Health guidelines, especially in terms of sanitizing, in terms of masking up, in terms of crowding. Our people in Bulawayo, in particular, there's a lot of disregarding of the rule of law. You go into most of our bars, you find they're packed. You go into our restaurants, they're packed. And of course, we also have the transport situation in Bulawayo or the entire country, which I think is super. It's playing a major role in terms of spreading the COVID-19 issues, because people are crowded, but I'm happy that the government has issued a directive to say that each so-called related transport mode of transport, they are supposed to carry at least 50% of the people required to be in that vehicle. So, yes, there's an outcry, but it is a necessary outcry.
Thank you very much. So there we are, marvelous. So let's go to Mr. Siampondo, and maybe he can tell us a bit about what he thinks about these lockdowns. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Thank you very much, Marvelous, and thank you very much to our viewers. Yeah, lockdowns to me, when we are faced with a serious health situation like ours, I think they are most important. But however, I'm having a challenge with how our government really is approaching this COVID pandemic. Right. So you will recall that we had more like succeeded in terms of slowing down the numbers of COVID infections. But however, in a way, we can blame the people also for being a little bit reckless. But you will see that it takes the leadership, it takes the government to lead by example so that the people will follow. But in our case, in this instance, you'll find out that our government is the culprit to breaking these COVID regulations. If you look at when they put up that Bianehanda poster or that statue, really the government invited people in the streets. And from then we started to have numbers spiking. We also see they did nothing to some of these celebrities who are moving around, gathering a huge amount of people in our towns and our communities. I'm talking in reference to Twaba. And you will see that he was more like supported by the powers within the government. Mm-hmm. And we could see how he interacted also even with the highest office in the land after he has come from those gatherings. So I think the government is to blame on this one, on this current wave, because it has been reckless by its own actions and some of the actions of individuals that they aided. But however be the case, they need to observe these rules. They need to mask up. They need also to avoid unnecessary movements, because yes, we may be blaming who caused this and who caused that. But at the end of the day, it becomes individual, because when the COVID strikes, it is you and your family and your loved ones. So to protect your family, to protect your neighbor, let's just observe the WHO regulations and ensure that we mask up. We ensure that we get vaccinated for those who have got the chance to be vaccinated. And also let's observe all the regulations that are given. And mm-hmm. also even more importantly, to avoid unnecessary movement. Let's stay at home. We know it's difficult, but let's just be at home.
Thank you. Marvelous.
Munoona sei zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino panyaya yekuomeserwa kwemitemo yeCOVID-19?
Zvinhu zvinorwadza nekuti mukatarisa kuti mitemo yeCOVID-19 yabvira kare iripo ichiiswa. Nekuti pane patinotarisira kuti vanhu vanofara kunge vachiteerera mitemo iyi and vachishingirira, even tinoziva kuti panoiswa mitemo pano zvinokanganisika. Like mukatarisa mitemo yeCOVID-19 inoita kuti vanhu vagare mumba, and kana makagara mumba hakuna kumwe kwamunowana imwe nzira yekurarama. Hurumende haina chairi kubatsira nacho muchikafu nezvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zvichidiwa kuti vanhu vaita sei vawane kurarama. But tinozvinzwisisa nestage yatiri mumaringe nehupfumi hwenyika kuti hurumende haitomborina kana maresources ekuti ibatsire vanhu. Asi tiri kuti vanhu ngavachisto, vanhu vari kuitawo sacrifice yekuti vagara kumba, hapana zvavari kuti havasi kubuda panze. Hurumende yatochifanira kuti iyo ichicherechedzawo kubva kudivi kwaro zvimwe zvezvinhu zvainoita kuti vanhu vasapedzesere vamumastreets vakufamba-famba, COVID yoramba iripo. Saka kana vanhu vachigara mumba, ngatigarei tese tichicherechedza kuti tikasatyora mitemo iyi, COVID ichaita zvinani. Asi tikaityora, ticharamba tichingonzi garai mumba, itai zvakati nekuita zvakati. Saka inini mhosva hombe pari zvino pawave iyi dzinoipa kuhurumende, nekuti ndo imwe yakaita mamwe maactivities akaita kuti COVID inge ichipararira. Panga pasina need kana kuti panga pasina chinangwa chekuti vaunganidze vanhu pavainoisa chitumbi chambianehana, panga pasina need yekuti vamwe vanoita nezvematongerwo enyika vakurudzire vanhu vakaita sana
twavanhu vana Passion Java pavaifamba vachiunganidza vanhu mumadhorobha nekuti izvozvozvo ndozviri kukonzera wevhi yatinayo right now. Hakuna kumwe kwatinokwanisa kuinongedzera kunze kwemaactivities aiitwa navanhu ivava pavaiunganidzwa mumadhorobha vachiuchira vachifara vachiita zvavaiita.
Thank you very much, Mr. Eliphas Mashaba. Do you have any reaction to that in English and Ndebele? Very briefly.
Ndiyabonga baba Pips. Vakiti uhulumende ngukhulumende. Uhulumende nganxa sila imkhuhlane uhulumende kavalwa. Kuyasetshenzwa zonke zonke. Njalo kuba lama programs lapha nalapha. Yebo ye. Kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa kusiba lama gatherings observe yonke umthetho ethe yafakwa ekhaya ukuthi inqabele umkhuhlane we-COVID. Singasola lapha lalapha kodwa iqiniso likhona ukuthi sonke silomlando njengamaZimbabweans. Sonke silomlando wokuthi khona kambe lapho esikhona siyayenza yini. Uchilo umfowethu omunye lapho ukuthi ekugcineni into le evele iqondana lawo siwedwa. Ukuthi ubukugathering yiphi kumbe kwathini kwathini thini akuncedi lo lalo kabe lo mlando okuzivikela ngendlela eqondileyo.
Ye, umfake lake silungu nje ngamafutshane khona baba.
Thank you, Gibbs. I suppose, yes, there are different views as to how we are spreading the COVID-19 pandemic. Yes, people are pointing fingers to government gatherings and so forth, but let's not forget that the government is an institution which is supposed to be operational. If government does not operate, then, you know, it's not a supermarket which can be closed down. Government is an institution which is regulated to make sure that it's operationalized properly and certain things must happen. However, it is upon each and every individual to adhere to the stipulated regulations. Mm-hmm. It's not about who has done what. At the end of the day, it's about yourself and nobody else. If you are affected, you are affected alone. I think even if there are certain gatherings which are happening, there is stipulation that there is, you know, the distancing, sanitizing, and so forth. I'm sure governments, they are also aware of what they are doing. Of course, you have a situation where you discover that in instances where there are gatherings, for instance, there are people talking about the Mbuyane Handa issue, there would be certain people who would have been invited guests. And I'm aware that in those areas, people are given invitation cards. Of late, they issue out even your name tagged card so that when you enter, it is known that you're an invited guest. But however, you know, we have people who would always want to be where they're not supposed to be. And those are the challenges which we face. But at the end of the day, it all boils down as to say, we all have a responsibility to take care of each other.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are now joined by Mr. Michael Mdlandla Ndiweni. He is in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. My apologies for joining late. I was running all over trying to beat the curfew at 6.
Oh, yes. So can you centralize your camera so that we can see you? Yes. So now
using a mobile device, so...
Yeah, okay, you're okay. So tell us a little bit about, you know, this COVID-19 lockdown. Where are you and how affected are you, you know, by these lockdowns as a vendor's leader, you know?
Yes. Thank you so much, Akibs. I think I'll start from a positive note to say that I think the government has taken heed to our call to make sure that when they are putting in place these restrictions, they must balance between livelihoods and also COVID-19 restrictions, which means that they must at least allow people to work. At the same time, also putting in place mechanisms to at least contain the spread of the virus. For us, that is positive, that people are working. And as an organization also, we have taken it upon ourselves to have people moving around marketplaces, reminding people that they have to or they must observe the WHO protocols, like sanitizing, putting on their masks properly, observing physical distancing, and even screening temperatures. And we have even before given some materials through our partners with a number of our organizations to support the traders to reduce the cost of compliance. So we feel this is a right decision that government has taken to contain the virus, but also at the same time, making sure that people actually are able to work. So the lockdown has, of course, reduced the working hours. As you know, that people are supposed to be closing their mkambos around 3 and then try to rush home and beat the curfew at 6 o'clock in the evening. So that on its own, it has affected, of course, the income levels in terms of the sales. As you know, that people tend to buy a lot towards end of the day. And this time around, people are not really concerned about buying or shopping around, but getting home on time. I mean, in time before 6 o'clock. So that has had a dent in the business of our membership. The strongest call that we are making now to the government, I'm not sure if we are following, Mr. Dube.
Yes, we are following.
So our message right now is to make sure that the vaccine is available. Our concern is that the first dose of the vaccine seem to be seemingly centralized in the mentioned three institutions that you know. I'm not sure if I'm prepared to mention those based on the presser that we saw, a press statement that we saw from the local authority. I think they mentioned the Engujeni Hospital, Mpilo, and also at UPH for people to get the first dose. And the second dose, of course, seems to be available in other health facilities. So what it means is that people now have to commute from as far as the way they stay, like Country Park, for them to get into the CBD and further commute to these centers. Mm-hmm. So that on its own is a challenge, because a few people will afford to commute at least 2 or 3 times for them to get the vaccine. So our call right now is to make sure that the first dose is made available. And also we're getting reports from some of our contacts and colleagues who are telling us that they are queuing up to an average, a minimum of 6 hours to get the vaccine. And that is a concern, because some people end up walking away, having, say, frustrated from getting the virus. I mean, the vaccine. So that is a concern. So our call now is that the vaccine must be accessible to particularly high density areas, so that people don't have to commute to all these centers. I mean, to these centers for them to access the vaccine. That is our biggest concern right now, because I think we saw pronouncements from some government officials talking about that they are going to be moving into marketplaces to ensure that people, for those who want to work, to have been vaccinated. And if the vaccine is not available, then how will people get vaccinated?
Thank you.
But for us, we are very clear. We are encouraging our members to at least get vaccinated, so that we try and at least achieve the herd immunity of some sort and be able to get working again in marketplaces.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So let's get Mr. Siyampondo back on the screen here. Marvelous, go ahead, Mr. Siyampondo.
Mr. Siyampondo, munoona se jirugu taurwa kubaku bulawayo pamsoro peja varu kusangana na shupangwa ino ye COVID-19.
Yes, Siyampondo, what can you say about what was being said by Mr. Michael Ndweni? Inshona, if you can, go ahead, sir. No, I think, can you log in again so that you can hear us? So can you log in? Maybe come back again. So let's go to Mr. Eliphas Mashaba. You can pose a question. Marvelous, to Eliphas Mashaba. Go ahead.
Mr. Mashaba, so on the ground, what, how are people like living day to day? Because we saw some videos of people that were really saying that they are facing major challenges in when you look at the, you know, being able to look after their own families, especially during this new imposed lockdown laws.
Mr. Mashaba, can you hear us? Go ahead, sir. Can you hear us? I think he got disconnected there. Well, let's bring back Mr. Michael Ndweni. He's there. Quiet, marvelous.
Mr. Ndweni, I'll pose the same question to you, that what are some of the challenges that people are facing right now in these newly imposed COVID-19 laws?
Okay, I think I've mentioned some of them in my previous submission. I spoke about the reduction in incomes or sales because of the reduced number of trading hours. Mm-hmm. That is a serious concern. As we know that a few months back also we had an outright lockdown. That is a serious concern because some people, I was talking to some today, they were saying they're even failing to take off. They haven't even taken off. And already now we have this reduced number of trading hours. So it's really putting or a knock into their business, into their businesses. So that is a concern that we are seeing. And of course, beyond even this current lockdown, but the issue that we have the borders closed, some people have been surviving on bringing goods from out of the country for resale here or producing some goods locally and taking them out of the country. And they are saying right now they are not even working because of the closure of the borders. So they can't go and sell in neighboring countries. They can't go and buy for resale in the country. So that has affected many people. And the women are talking about issues of getting harassed by or getting their goods stolen or getting overcharged by what they call the runners or middle person who are now at the go-between, who are trying to use, of course, other means, for instance, maybe trucks to bring in the goods. And they are saying that they are actually making very, very low profits, which are not enabling them to fend for their or feed their families or access education, pay for the school fees, or even access medication, among other things that they need to meet to have their families surviving. So these are the realities that women are facing. And for those that take a risk to, some of them were told that they even cross in some illegal exit or come in using illegal points, they get mad. Some of them are getting raped, telling us that sometimes you get raped and then you are even scared to report because the husband will know that you got raped, and some will get rejected. Some are saying they don't even know the structures or the institutions that they should approach should they encounter some of these sexual assaults or sexual harassment. So these are the realities that women are facing under these continuous lockdowns.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes, I was a colleague. So let's now cross over to Bulawayo, where we know that Ezra has been talking to a lot of people, marvelous. So let's get him on the screen with some people that he's been talking to about COVID-19, these lockdowns. Here we go.
Joseph
Tum.
Yes.
When are you?
Daniel Two.
Daniel Two. When are you?
Choice each card.
Okay. Choice. Manje kathi sinyabona lapho uyathunga ukuthi ubona uzayenzani njalo sokuthweke sokuqasa ikhefile ibusiness izihamba njani?
Hayi kunzima vele sesisafa ngoba masehlezi endlini. Kunzima noma ukuthi sithole uholi. Ngiwasebenza endlini uma uthona la.
Njalo sokune kefile nje kuzabe kusebenzeka njani ukuthi ibusiness ivale ngo-3 emini lizavala lithini la?
Yes. sizafela ngabantwana sibili kasikwazi ukuthi sizabamba kusekele ngakho.
Wena kona belobhengu lakumi njani? Abantu baxokozela kakhulu ukuthi kuphambanisa ukuthi kambe ingabe i-corona igcwele.
Lokho ngingakhuluma manga mzawami.
Suke wabona umuntu ogula i-corona?
Angaze ngimbone sibili.
Akula muntu wafayo mazini?
Hayi.
I-Jackson sahlatshwa kodwa?
Iye, sengahlatshwa sibili.
Kodwa-ke sekumele ume kade sikwenza lokhu kwenzayo.
Hayi, sekumele ngime ndoda, but kakumeli nami ngizabe ngincebancenga nami ngikhonapho.
Ama-customer njani akuvalwa ngo-3 years abuya?
Lokho sokusazi inkosi ndoda. But siyakhuleka ukuthi babuye. Njengoba nalakho khonokho abakwenzayo abanginika khona lakho yikho ophila ngakho. Yeah.
Okay. So lapha-ke buye kuweke lapha unozana wena ukwenzani la uyalungisa?
Mina lami ngilungisa intshina.
Yiyo le gcwele lapha.
Yiyo wena gcwele lapha.
Ama-customer-ke kuyamanjani hambe labelilawo lo nyaka umbe kunzima. Ibhizinisi yena ibinjani kodwa?
Yona ibhizinisi ibisingani iyaphikaphika. Manje nanko sokubuya futhi okunye kunzima bro.
Okay. Wena ubufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani ngale lockdown? Abantu babesebenza kumbe kube lockdown?
Hayi, kakhulu i-lockdown le nabesifisa ukuthi abantu ngabakhululwa nje besebenzile ngoba ungathi ahlala endlini into zonke ziyama lazi amarenti khathesi sibhekane namarenti ekhansili awezesa ama-landlord
konke lo bafuna imali abalandawo ukuthi lockdown
bafuna imali kwanile
so abalandawo ukuthi lockdown
hayi akulandaba foyini akulandaba
irenti iyabhadalwa kunje
ifuneka ikwanile mngane okuthi ke kulapho uhulumende kufanele ukuthi ngawe uyangenela khona sincedise khona khonapo
lockdown kunje irenti hayi
ye anti abantu kunaka kusiba lama lockdown kusibani uhulumende sibili ngawe uyangenela ezigabeni zabokhansili kuzesa abone ukuthi kwenzakala njani njengoba nabantu babehlezi besezindlu kanti imali yakhona kuyathuyivela
so ungangabhatala kwenziwani na
uyacothwa sibili ungabonakala esitridini sihlethe esitridini so kulapho
lobo ugcine kuncane konke sokusebenzisa kurenti
lapho sokusebenzisa kurenti kodwa-ke anti silala abancane uyafuna ukudla phela kakukwazi kuleyo nako kuncane la
kuyabe ufuna ukudla
kuyabe kufuna ukudla kakunjele ngenze njani-ke kunzima mngani wami
akunzima
uhulumende ngawe uyasincedisa sibili la yeti
ikakhulu into enza amarenti
lesi ikakhulu into enza amarenti sibili
ngoba thesi sibhekane lokulungisa izimali ze-school fees school fees kumele enye indlela
emangalisayo
hayi
sekunzime amazwi akho okucina mama wena uthini
ayi njengabe sivalela sobe sithi lockdown ashithi la bayakhansela ukuthi ethawini la singase sabhadala amarenti njengabe bevalile but bona bayebewabizela kuphela amarenti noma atleast ukukholisa abantu ukuthi bebethole ukudla behlezi ezindlini selokho hlezi kungelalutho amarenti endlini ayafunakala ngapha ayafunakala amanzi amagesi ayofuna ukubhadalwa kodwa thina hlezi endlini kodwala isikweleti siyabe sikhula.
So there you are, marvelous. You know, these are some people who have got their own stores. They are doing whatever they're trying to do, but they're saying, you know, this kind of situation that they are in is very tough, and they are asking the government to actually intervene in terms of paying rentals. You know, they're saying that's having a very direct impact on their lives. So we still have Mdladla with us, and Mr. Musan Musontini, I think he has just joined us as well. So quiet. Maybe you can go to Mr. Eliphas Mashaba.
Mr. Eliphas, when we talk about some of you know the things that are needed for the vendors to use during this COVID-19, are you availing that to some of the vendors, or what's the situation there to enable them to carry on with their work?
Yes, Mr. Mashaba, are you there? I think it's been cut off. So
I think the network is probably very bad. But let me just translate what the gentleman there.
I guess he's back again. So let's try him. Mr. Mashaba, can you hear us, sir? I think we've got a problem. And Kwabala Ndamate has just been cut off as well. So let's go to the gentleman that we have here. I think that's Michael Ndiweni. He has been around for a while. So let's try him now. Go ahead. No, I think he's cut off as well.
Okay. In the meantime, Regatimbo, Taura Shangashu, Kutaurwana, Baba, Kutaura, Pavidio, vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kusangana nematambudziko akawanda panguva ino yeCOVID-19, uye shuwiro yavo ndeyekuti dai hurumende yakwanisawo kubatsira vemabhizimisi nekuvabatsira panyaya yekubhadhara nzvimbo dzavanoshandira semarentals nezvimwe zvakadaro, vachitaura ivo kuti dai paitwa homwe inobatsira vemabhizimisi nekuti parizvino havasi kugona kubhadhara marent nezvimwe zvakadaro. Gibbs.
Yes, I think Mr. Eliphas Mashaba is back now. Mr. Mashaba, can you hear me now? Hello, Mr. Mashaba, can you unmute your button and come in, sir? We're waiting for you now. I think he has got a challenge there. So how about Kobalanda Mate? Uyangizwa baba? Kobalanda uyangizwa? Kwayangazani.
Ikona dan tube network yami ngathi iphuma.
Ye, akutsho uti wena ubona njani ukwenzeka leZimbabwe woma lockdown lokuba. Ye, kubeka baba. Kubeka Kobalanda. Yes, bona ngazani the network is not doing us any favor. So let's try to see what we can do. So Ezra Chisa also spoke to several other people. Let's hear some of the interviews that he did right now. There it goes.
Mama Lingwa.
Mina Fatima Ngwenya.
Yeah, Fatima Ngwenya. Yeah, Umama Ge. Sherondewe. Yeah, when I.
Siza kwa moto.
Yeah, when I.
Moti Changwenya.
Okay. When I guess is it? Sikhuluma ngendaba omkhuhlane we-corona siyenza ukuthi kube le-lockdown. Siza kuthiwa khona belokishini lapha le kuthi ugcele sokule hotspot.
Ngicela ungithathele i-corona yami.
Ngicela ungithathele i-corona yami. Ibaski. Wena siye sizwe le he. Lapha zothi igcele lapha kugcwele yini lapha enkulumane. Wena ungaboni lutho? Okay. Wena la ungayiboni? Manje nxa uthiwa kathi silivalele sasebenza njani uthele iphile njani anti kuthiwe ngo-3 beselihlezi ngikhaya amashopu namhla avala ngo-3 lizwa njani? So ikhefi lizaphila njani ikhefi ngo-6 kusho ukuthi asahambi ndawo mama asahambi ndawo ngo-6 yatshola uhlezi wenzani wena empilweni? Manje ndona kuthiwe kona kusathengiswa mali i-restaurant so kodwa itheka iyavunyelwa abantu bathenga kodwa wena kutshela abantu ukuthi upheka ngabafuna ukuvakatsha eshopu yakho phela sihle sithengise khona emashopu liba nxalambele emsupport uthe ngobanisisa Sheron Ndebele uyapheka komakoni ngobana eshopu lifike limthengi zitshwala kwethu ndazeke siyefika kuyo mama ona ndiona uthe uyisawara swahlatshwa yini awukahlatshwa yaphela ungahlatshwa ilokishi lakho phela leli kuthiwa yi-hotspot kambe liqiniswe yini
sizwa ngabo kodwa tinasikwazi sizwa ngabathi kuthiwa inkulumane i-hotspot mina ngomunye ohlala enkulumane 5 asikwazi njengoba kuthiwa singamina wemagrosa angahamba ndingani ngalala sendingalani ngumuntu ubaba kuhlala endlini kuphela
so kathi sakula nto ekuaffekthayo wena vele
mazobe
le curfew uyazihlalela
mina kuyangi-affektha ngokuthi even kathi sengani iyastresseka ingqondweni
yindaba
nxa wathi asihlale endlini ngingaphumi bengizama ukuthengisa okungumbhida mphume ngiza kuhlala ngangidleni
endlini
ndesani sekuyi-stress esizonithatha
some of the people that are talking to Ezra Chisa Spanda there I think Mr. Michael Ndiweni is in now Mr. Ndiweni these are the people that you work with on a very regular basis when we look at vendors and all these kind of people so now what do you think about all this? I think he has been cut off. Today, our network is giving us a lot of problems, but we believe that we've got so many people that we have here that we can actually, have on right now.
Kamumbana.
Bakari, Bakari.
Yeah, Bakari.
AD Bakari.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nyabona bulungisele lo hambo so siya ngabe usithu ebantwana
kade siya emfe.
Yeah,
ngizothi ufuna ukuphumelela. But ngifuna ukuphuma lapha kuya eBotswana nje.
Yeah,
ikho kulabantu abanye.
EBotswana kulabantwana.
Yeah.
Manje kuwini sokumisa ukuthi ungahambi?
Indaba yena le yeCorona. Yesemisile ngoba ngamfuthi ngothatha iCovid, alawona iCovid ama test lawana.
Yeah.
Wathi awuphumi ngale border ngoba kuvaliwe. So I just had a phone number on last Friday.
Okay.
Then I went to the test on Thursday.
Where was it?
What acquaintance would do?
Why are you test?
Yes, why what I'll test on a test to a particular pum. Yeah, pum Elizon is out.
I want to
say Bozo.
What would you want? So, Musabin's game.
Musabin's will meet. You need a company for an idea, Bozo.
Will they come by the
pum? Yeah, could I value at this? Ngoba ngindaba yenaleya ngaswela umuntu ungabe trusted ukuthi ngumshiye namakhiyami eh likambani.
So lapho uniselokuthini lechabalala la
yangisechabalala
eh la ibishiyo trade hotspot uhamba njani la
i hotspot
eh ukuthi icorona igcwele la
ya ngizwa kuphela njalo ukuthi icorona ya ikona kona apa kakhulu especially engkulumane i next door yami lapha
eh
kufa abantu abaningi eh
so uzwa njani manje kathi njani ufuna ngemfeni njani usithi kulaloku la kuhamba.
I'm not even comfortable. I'm not comfortable.
How about isihlobo?
Yeah, of course isinini sam. Yeah, umtaka my guru wami fida okay. Okay. But yeah,
so,
I'm just
uza yenzana manje ngathwa lokhu njani lockdown namhla uthi kule cafe phela.
Ngiso njani
ngo 6.
Kusho ukuthi mele impenduke endlini ngesikhathi. Singakachayi u 6 wakho.
Sikhangele bona njengo busy abantu be business. Nxa kunje phobo kuvalwa emini like this. Ubona njani ngane bantu?
Akulunganga. It's not good at all. It's affecting us, yes. Ngoba our daily commodities, you cannot get and meet them in time.
Yeah.
That's where the challenge is. Yeah. It's a great challenge, in fact. Yeah.
Nga ukuma nukosa la bantu la kwa bati nipasa?
Wati kunono. But they are not comfortable since I'm absent from them. Yeah. I'm absent from them.
So, to lapha mama vigila ama bill uyabo lapha eZimbabwe.
Ngikhona apha ngaya ngapi? Nga kunje ukuthi ka bavulanga ama border akona nga valiwe kanje. Akona lapha ngaya khona. So that's where the challenge is to me. Yes, baba.
Okay. So uthini manje kathesi uthini ngoba uzululayo le abantu abalale uthi benzeni lapha?
Abantu
okukhula ama business people banzeni.
Abantu ma business ukuthi ukona apha kwabulawayo. Kulubana kuthi government iyangena into le kumele wathi abantu wasebenze ngoba nxa abantu bangasebenzi vele boyabadala ngani ama renters ongabadala ngani ama date commodities whatever they want they cannot do it because the border I mean the corona is affecting us. You understand what I mean?
So wahlatshwa manje nje
mina ngahlatshwa ngivela ngale eBotswana khonapha angkasazo yiko kade ufuna ukuthi ngoshatshwa that day on Thursday last week.
Yes, so this is a businessman, Marvelous, who is intended to go to Botswana, but he says the borders are shut down, so he's stuck in Bulawayo. So he says he's got some kind of issues with that, because he says his business is grounded at the moment. And now we realize that we said Sunday Marimo is late. Instead, it's Meshek Marimo. So we wish to correct that. Go ahead.
Ugadzirisa patambu yenge tataura isu kuti vasande chitsambwa vashaya aiwa muni na wavo Meshek chitsambwa yashaya saka tuda kungogadzirisa ipapo uye zvapo manga muri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe muzvina bhizimisi ari kutaura iye kuti parizvino zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti miganhu yenyika yakavharwa saka asi kukwanisa kuti akwanise kuenda kunowanikwa achihodha zvinhu zvekutengesa zvinoreva izvo kuti business parizvino harina kumira zvakanaka panguva ino yema restrictive measures iwaya akaiswa nehurumende vachiedza ivo kuti varwise denda iri recovid-19 rinonzi ratekeshera munyika uyezve tinoona kuti zvipatara zvemunyika zvinosanganisira parirenyatwa group of hospitals vari kuti ivo vari kutogadzirira kuti vatambire varwere vakawanda vachange vachitarisirwa kunzi pamwe vangabatwe nedenda iri recovid-19 tichiona kupararira kuri kuita chirwere ichi parizvino Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous, I think we've come to the end of our show and we need to really correct that the person who we say actually passed away is not Sunday Chitsambwa, but is Meshek Marimo. So Meshek was a very, very good player for Dynamos, you know, and he actually was somebody that we know used to play very good soccer, right? So we've come to the end of this show. We wish to thank our guests this evening. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good weekend.
Good night.